Hello, good evening. 2 years ago at Wigmore Hall, the pianist Clear Williams embarked on a monumental journey to play all of the 32 piano sonatas and much more besides, composed for the piano by Beethoven. And tonight he continues that project as he explores some of the dramatic contrasts in style and the brilliant musical ideas that develop through the three piano sonatas that make up the set, published at the end of the 1790s by Beethoven as his Opus 10. And they're very much a set with links and reflections, which, as Clear Williams explained to me earlier, reveal themselves when you hear the sonatas in sequence.
It's very instructive, I think, to hear them as a set. The first piece is quite stormy and explosive. The second sonata is a lot more intimate and witty. And the largest sonata, the grandest, is the D major, the third one, so each one has its own individual characteristics, and this is often what we find in these groups of three sets. Usually there's two in the major, one in the minor, and they've all got their own sound world, particular characteristics.
Clear Williams. And Beethoven returns in part two, by the way. The full force of his genius will thunder onto the stage in all its shades and moods when Clear Williams plays music by a much later Beethoven than in the first half, his Diabelli variations. So let us begin this leg of this marvellous journey with the piano sonata in C minor, the first of the set, Opus 10, the fifth of Beethoven's 32 sonatas. And here, onto the stage at Wigmore Hall, to set that ball rolling live on BBC Radio 3, our soloist this evening, Clear Williams.